From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Islamic State forces flee a government complex in Ramadi. Iraqi military officials say the exit came as Iraqi forces surrounded the last major IS stronghold in the city. Recapturing the complex would once again give the army control of Ramadi, which is the capital of Anbar province. The neighborhood surrounding the complex is dotted with landmines. Monitors and security sources say a UN-brokered plan to evacuate thousands of jihadist fighters under siege near the Syrian capital has been delayed. The delay follows Friday's killings of anti-government rebel leader Zahan Alush. Alush was expected to guarantee safe passage to the jihadists. Details of his death remain unclear. Some reports say the military forces of President Bashar al-Assad's government had killed him in an airstrike. Other reports say Russian airstrikes killed him. Afghanistan and Pakistan have pledged to jointly work for an early resumption of peace talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban. They agreed to deal sternly with insurgent groups who refuse to stop committing acts of violence. The pledge came Sunday during talks in Kabul between visiting Pakistani military chief General Rahil Sharif and Afghan leaders. The Somali militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for an attack in northeastern Kenya Sunday that killed at least two police officers. A statement on a pro-Shabaab website said fighters from the group ambushed a Kenyan military convoy as it left the town of Elwak, bound for Mandera. The Kenyan Red Cross said two police officers were killed and two others injured in the attack. This is VOA News. The United States is experiencing weather that is unusual for this time of year. Several tornadoes struck the southern state of Texas on Saturday, leaving a number of people dead and destroying a number of houses in the Dallas area. Pedro Barreno is a police spokesman from Garland.
It's been confirmed that last night at approximately 6:45 p.m., a tornado struck the southeast part of Garland in the area of I-30 and the George Bush Turnpike. A number of homes, apartments, businesses, as well as vehicles, were struck and damaged from this tornado. We have confirmed 8 fatalities here in the Garland area from this storm.
The Weather Channel said the severe weather is a result of winter storm Goliath. The storm is emerging from the western U.S. and interacting with record warm temperatures in the American South. The head of one of China's largest telecommunications companies is under investigation on suspicion of corruption. A posting on a government website says Chang Xiaobing, chairman of China Telecom, was being investigated for disciplinary violations. No details were given on the specifics of the alleged infractions. Uganda's President Yoweri Museveni hopes to jumpstart peace negotiations Monday between the government of Burundi and the Burundian opposition groups. The talks in Kampala are backed by the East African Community and the United Nations Security Council. They are aimed at restoring peace and security in Burundi following months of violence in the capital, Bujumbura, and other parts of the country. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said Sunday it is up to Muslims to improve the world's opinion of Islam. During a speech at the opening ceremony of the International Islamic Unity Conference in Tehran, President Rouhani said Muslims must remove Islam's negative image from today's cyber and real space. Rouhani criticized Muslims for being silent in the face of all the killings and bloodshed in Syria, Iraq, and Yemen. Israeli forces shot and killed two Palestinians who stabbed and wounded an Israeli soldier in the West Bank. The military said the attackers stabbed the soldier at a gas station near the Hawara crossing near the city of Nablus. Israeli officials say the soldier was moderately wounded. Earlier Sunday, a Palestinian stabbed and injured a soldier near Jerusalem's main bus station. Afghan officials say a militia controlled by a prominent lawmaker beheaded 4 Islamic State militants in the eastern province of Nangarhar. Militia members loyal to Zahir Qadir, Deputy Speaker of Parliament, have been fighting with IS-affiliated gunmen in the region for weeks. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.